Chamishi. Now the pasuk is discussing the korban chatos. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber b'nei Yisrael lemor, speak to the children of Israel lemor. Ayin Alshech, who discusses why it says lemor twice. And the pasuk continues, Nefesh ki sechta b'shkogo, a soul that will sin unintentionally, mikol mitzvos Hashem, from all the commandments of Hashem asher lo yisei oseno, that may not be done, ve'osa, and this person did, me'achas mehena, one of these averis. He did one of these averis, and he will bring a chatas. We learn now from this pasuk that there are three requirements that must be met in order for somebody to be chayev a korban chatas. And that is, first of all, it has to be an avera that if one did it b'mezid, he is chayev koras. There are averis that if one did it b'mezid, and there were edim and asra, there were witnesses, and they warned him not to do the avera, then he is chayev misas bezdin. Bezdin will kill him. But if there were edim without asra, witnesses saw him, but they did not warn him, then he is not chayev misas bezdin, but rather he is chayev koras, where Hashem will take away his life at an earlier time. There are some averis that even if there are edim without asra, there is no chiyuv koras. An example of that is make ove ve'imot, one who hits his father and mother, so with edim and asra, there's misas bezdin, but without asra, there is no koras. The pasuk tells us over here that there is no korban chatos on such an avera. If one does such an avera b'shoigeg unintentionally, he will not bring a korban chatos because it is not an avera that b'mezid is a chi of koras. The second requirement is that it must be a lav, like the pasuk says, asher lo yisei oseno, something that is not allowed to be done, a negative commandment. In such a case, if somebody is over a negative commandment b'shoigeg, then he brings a chatas. But if somebody is mevatel a mitzvah saseh, for example, if he does not do bris milah, or he does not bring the korban pesach, even though that iser is one that is chayev kares, still, since it is not a lav, it is only a bitel aseh, there is no chiv to bring a chatas if he is over it b'shoigeg. And the third requirement is learnt out from the pasuk va'osa, and he will do me'achas me'ela. Va'osa tells us that it has to be a lav sheyesh by ma'isa, a lav that has an action to it, which is coming to exclude mekalel ove ve'imai, one who curses his father and his mother, although there is a chi of kares and it is a lav. But since it is a lav she'ein by ma'isa, because cursing is not considered a ma'isa, but rather just a dibur, speech, so over there, if one did it b'shoigeg and cursed his parents b'shoigeg, he is not chayev to bring a chatas. So it must be a chiyev karas with a lav and sheyesh by ma'isa. Now the pasuk tells us that the type of chatas which is to be brought depends on who the person that did the avera is. It depends if it is the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, if it is the whole Klal Yisrael that did the avera, if it is the Nasi, or if it is just a yachid, a single person doing the avera. Dependent on who did the avera will tell us what type of chatas he brings. And the pasuk starts off with the Kohen HaMashiach. Im Kohen HaMashiach yechta. If the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, which was anointed, yechta, he will sin. La'ash masa'om. His avera has to be similar to the avera of the om. We will see further in the next parasha, in pasuk Yud Gimel, the pasuk tells us about somebody else who does an avera. If the Sanhedrin paskin that a certain chayve krisos is mutter, and then based on their psak, the rest of Klal Yisrael is over this avera, then the din is they also bring a korban chatos. Over there, it is helam davar im shigigas maisa. Helam davar meaning that the Sanhedrin misinterprets the law. Im shigigas maisa means that the nation, Klal Yisrael, follows this misinterpretation and is over the avera. So just like over there, by the avera of the om, it's helam davar im shigigas maisa, so too by Kohen HaMashiach, he only brings a chatos if it was helam davar im shigigas maisa. He has to paskin wrong, he has to paskin that a certain chayve krisos is mutter, and then he himself will do the avera. Although Over there, by the it's the doing the avera. Over here, it's the same person who paskins wrong does the avera. And then, and only then, does he bring a carbon chatos. If, for example, there was a piece of meat on the table, and he thought it was kosher, and he ate it b'shoige, and it ended up being treif, then he will not bring a carbon chatos. He only brings a carbon chatos if it was helam davar, where he misinterpreted the halacha, and then was over the iser. And the pasuk says, v'hikriv al chatosai, he will bring for his carbon chatos, asher chota, that he sinned, par ben bokar, a three-year-old par, a three-year-old bull, tamim, complete without a mum, lashem to Hashem, lachatos for a chatos. V'heviyas ha-par el pesach oyo moye. And he will bring the bull to the opening of the Olam Moed Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. V'samach es yodei al rosh hapar. And he will lean both hands on the head of the bull. V'shochat es hapar lifnei Hashem. And he will shecht, he will slaughter the par before Hashem. V'lokach ha-koyin ha-mashiach midam hapar. And the koyin ha-mashiach, the koyin gadol, will take from the blood of the par. V'hevi oisei al Olam Moed. And he will bring it into the Olam Moed, inside the Mishkan. And in the Beis HaMikdash, he will bring it into the Heichel. V'tovel ha-koyin es etzboi badom. The koyin will dip his finger into the blood. V'hizo min adom. And he will sprinkle from the blood sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem, 7 times before Hashem, es p'nei paroiches ha-koydesh, before the paroiches, before the curtain, ha-koydesh, by the most koydesh part of the curtain, which was the part of the curtain which was between the two badim, the two poles of the Oren. The two poles of the Oren stuck out a little bit into the paroiches, into the curtain. So when the Kohen was on the other side, he was able to see where the poles were, and he would aim the blood to go between the two poles. The blood was not supposed to hit the paroiches, but if it did hit the paroiches, it was not possible, it was not disqualified. Then the Kohen will take from the blood and place it on the horns of the inside mizbeach, the mizbeach where they put the keteres asamim, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, asher ba'oil moed, this mizbeach was inside in the oil moed. So that was the second step, the second stage of the blood. After sprinkling it 7 times toward the pareches, he placed it on the horns of the mizbeach apnimi. And then, v'eskol dam hapar, and all the remaining blood of the bull, yishbeach el yisayid mizbeach ha'oilah, he will pour it to the base of the Mizbeach HaOilah, the outside Mizbeach, he will pour it down onto the base, Asher Pesach Oil Moed, which was by the opening of the Oil Moed. Rashi later will tell us that the Pasuk Asher Pesach Oil Moed is teaching us which side of the Mizbeach he put the dam. And it was the Mairiv side, because the Mairiv side was Pesach Oil Moed. When one comes out of the Oil Moed, he meets the Mairiv side of the Mizbeach, and on that side, he pours it into the aside, into the base. Ves kol chelev parachatos yorim yimenu. And all the fats of the parachatos, he removes from it. Es achelev amachatos akerev, the fats that cover the insides. Ves kol achelev asher al kerev, and all the fats on the inside. Ves shtei akloyes, and the two kidneys. Ves achelev asher alehen, and the fats on them. Asher al aksolim, which are by the flanks. Ves ayoseres, and the diaphragm. Al akoved, with part of the liver. And also, besides for the liver, ala kloyes, and besides for the kidneys, yisirena, he removes the diaphragm. Kasha yura mishar zevach hashlamim. Just like it was removed from the shar, from the ox of a carbon shlamim, the same emurim that were removed from a shar zevach hashlamim are removed over here. V'hiktiram ha-koyen al mizbach ha-oilah. And the koyen will cause them to smoke on the mizbeach ha-oilah. There are a few diukim over here which Rashi points out. First of all, in Pasuk Ches, why does the Pasuk have to say Ves kol chelev par hachatos yorim imenu, and all the chelev of the par hachatos he removes? It could have said Ves kol chel boy, and all its fats yorim imenu you shall remove from it. We know we're talking about the par hachatos. That is what we are talking about in this whole parasha. These two words, par and chatos, seem to be superfluous. And Rashi tells us that the word par comes to tell us that by the par Yom HaKippurim, the par that was brought on Yom Kippur, the same chalavim, the same fats were removed like were removed over here. Because if you look in Parashas Achrei Mois, in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Chafei, all the Pasuk says is, Veschelev hachatos yakter hamizbecha, and the fat of the chatos you shall be makter on the mizbeach. It does not tell us which fats. Therefore, we need this Pasuk, the extra word par, to tell us that the fats that were taken from the par Yom Kippurim were the same fats that were taken over here. Rashi also tells us that the word chatas comes to teach us that by Seir Avodah Zarah, a goat that is brought as a carbon for one who worships Avodah Zarah, there also the fats were the same fats that were removed from here, because if you look in Parashat Shelach, it does not tell us which fats were removed, and the word chatas over here tells us that it was the same fats that were removed over here were removed from the Seir Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Pasuk Yud also tells us that the words Kashayura Mishar Zevach Hashlamim seem to be extra. Why does the Pasuk have to say that these fats were the same fats as were removed from the Shar of a carbon Shlamim? It's obvious. The Pasuk over here in Pasuk Tes and Ches list all the fats that were taken out. So if you compare the two parshas, you will see that these are the same fats as the ones that were removed from the Shar of a Shlamim. Why does the Pasuk have to say Kashayuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamim? And Rashi tells us it is because we want to compare Chatas to Shlamim. One comparison is, just like Shlamim has to be Lashma, Chatas has to be Lashma. And also, just like Shlamim brings peace to the world, so too does Chatas bring peace to the world. And we will see soon a third shot that Rashi brings why it has to say Kashayuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamim. And the pasuk continues, after being makriv de murim, ves or hapor ves kol besorai, and the skins of the bull and all its flesh, al roishoy in addition to its head, val karoy of, and in addition to its feet, vikirboy and also its insides, u pirshoy and also its waist, vahoisi es kol hapor el michus la machane, he will take out the whole par to outside of all three machanois. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was outside Yerushalayim. El Mokim Tar, to a place that is pure. He would not bring it to a place that they used to use for a Beis HaKfaris, for a cemetery. El Shefach HaDeshen, he will bring it to the place where the extra ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outside Mizbeach, the extra ashes were taken off every once in a while, and they were placed outside all three machanos. So he would bring this par to the same place where they would bring the extra ashes that were taken off the Mizbeach. Misaraf Oisei Al Eitzim Bo'esh, and he will burn this bowl on the wood with fire. Al Shefach HaDeshen Yisarif, on the place where the ashes were poured, that's where it has to be burnt. The Pasuk is telling us that there does not have to be ashes there. It's just telling us the place where they burned the par was in the same place where they used to pour out the ashes. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Mikol mitzvahs Hashem. If he does an avera from all the mitzvahs of Hashem, Pirush Rabbi Seinu, our Rabbonim explain, Ein chatas bo'o ela al dover shez doinei lav v'koris. A chatas is not brought only on a type of an avera, that if he did it, bemazed it intentionally, there is a lav and he is chayv koris. Then v'shigigosei chatas, if he does it unintentionally, he brings a carbon chatas. Me'achas mehena. Rashi is bothered that the pasuk should have said va'oso, and he will do achas mehena, one of these averas. Why does it say me'achas, which is mashma, a part of one avera? Mimixas achas mehem, part of one avera. Kigoin Hakoisev b'Shabbos, one who writes on Shabbos, Shem Mishimon, he wanted to write the name Shimon. And instead of writing the whole name, he stopped and only wrote the first two letters. And he ended up writing a complete word, Shem. Or he wanted to write Nochor, and he ended up writing the first two letters, Noyach, or Don Mi Daniel. He wanted to write Daniel, and he only wrote the first two letters. And it came out to a word, Don. The din is that he brings a carbon chatos. And that is what the pasuk says, me'achas, even though he only did part of what he intended to do, since it was a complete word, a complete name, he is chayev to bring a chatos. Zok Rashi im akoyin haMashiach yechdo laash masa'om. What does it mean laash masa'om? Midrashoy, the Medrash says eino chayiv, the koyin gadol is not chayiv to bring a chatos elo only in a case behelam davar where he misinterprets the law im shigas maisa and then does a maisa to be over the avera. K'mo shenema, just like the pasuk says over here, laash masa'om. His avera is similar to the avera of the om. What does it mean by the om? It means the parsha later of par helam davar shel tzibur, where the tzibur does an avera. Over there it says v'nelam davar me'eni hakol. The Sanhedrin forgot a halacha and they misinterpreted the law. Ve'asu, and then all of Klal Yisrael will be over the avera. So just like over there it's helam davar im shigigas maisa, over here also it's helam davar im shigigas maisa. That is the medrash. Upshutai, the simple pshat is l'fi agado, according to the agado. Kishe hakoyin hagado choyte, when the kohen gadol sins, ash masa'om huzeh. This is a guilt brought upon the nation. Why? Shein tluyim boy lechaper aleihem. They are relying on the kohen gadol to atone for them ulehispalel ba'adom and to daven for them v'nasa makulkul. And he became in a state of makulkul, of being ruined. So that is la'ash masa'om, it's guilt brought upon the nation. When they see that the Kohen Gadol sins, then they lose hope that they will be able to rely upon him to be mechaper on them. Par, it says par, yochel zokin, I would think it means an old bull. Tam lomer ben, it says ben. He ben, yochel katan, I would think a young bull. Tam lomer par. Okay, is that how this is possible? Ze par ben gimel. This is a three-year-old par. And then he brings the blood into the oil ma'id, l'mishkan, inside the oil ma'id by the mishkan, u'bebeis oilomim lehechol. And by the beis hamikdash, it was called the hechol. As p'nei p'reches ha'kodesh, and he sprinkles it towards the p'reches ha'kodesh, k'neged mokam k'dushasa, near the place of its holiness. Mechavin k'neged ben abadim. He tries to aim it between the two poles. That is considered the holiest part of the pareches. The blood did not touch the pareches. But if it did touch, then it touched, and it does not disqualify the carbon. And then the rest of the blood, shiari hadam, the rest of the blood, he pours to the western base of the mizbeach. And the pasuk says, "Ves kol chelav par." Rashi is bothered. Chelboy havle lemeimar. It should have said chelboy. Why does it say extra words par and chatos? Matam alome par. The rabbi's par shall yom kippurim to come to include the par yom kippur lekloyos that you bring the kidneys, the lechalovim and the fats, the yoseres and the diaphragm. Since over there it does not say beferish, we need the extra par to include even the par yom kippurim. Hachatos. What does the extra word chatos tell us? L'havi se'iri avodizara, to tell you by the goat brought by somebody who deemed avodizara, that there also you are makriv the kloyes, chalovim, and the yoseres. Because over there also it does not say beferish. Zot Rashi, yorim imenu, he removes from the animal, mina mechubar, from the whole animal when it's attached. Shelo yinat chenu, he shall not cut up the animal, koidim hasaris chelboy, before he removes the fats. He removes the fats from the animal while the animal is still whole. Zot Rashi, kashi yuram, just like you separate from the shor of hashlamim, me'oisen emurim hamufurashim b'shor zevach hashlamim, from those parts that are separated from shor zevach hashlamim, you remove the same parts by this chatos. What is stated explicitly by a carbon shlomim, shloi pirish, kan, that is not stated over here? Why does the pasuk have to repeat that this is similar to shlomim? Elo only lahakish l'shlomim, to compare chatas to shlomim. Ma shlomim l'shmon, just like a carbon shlomim, has to be l'shma, which means it has to be brought for the sake of the carbon. Afzeh l'shmoi. Chatas also has to be l'shma. Uma shlomim shalom la'olam, just like shlomim brings peace to the world. Afzeh shalom la'olam. This chatas brings peace to the world. Uvishchitas kochim, and in Mesechtas Zvachim, Matzrichai, we need this pasuk, l'mod heimenu, to teach us, she'ein l'meidim lemed min alemed, that we do not learn a derivative from a derivative, bekachim, by things that have to do with kachim. And this is stated in Perek Ezu Mekoimon, in the Perek Ezu Mekoimon. Lemon min alemon means that, for example, if there are three commandments, commandment A, commandment B, and commandment C, by commandment A, there is a certain halacha that is stated. And by commandment B, it does not state this halacha, and we want to learn commandment B from commandment A. So if there is a limud, a way to learn one from the other, we can learn B from A. Now we want to learn the same halacha by commandment C. So we want to learn C from B. That would be learning lemed min alemed, one derivative from another derivative. Since C wants to be learned from B, and by B itself it does not say this halacha, it's only learned from A, that is considered lemed min alemed. The pasuk over here is telling us that we cannot learn a lemed min alemed by kochim. How do we see this? Because the Gemara says that since the pasuk does not say beferish what type of emurim, what type of fats were taken out of the seir avodah zarah, the goat brought by somebody who worshipped avodah zarah, how do we know which fats are brought on the mizbeach? The Gemara says we learn it out from par helam dovah shel tzibor, the par which was brought when the Sanhedrin paskened wrong and the tzibor did an avera. They bring a par, which is the next parsha, and the seir avodah zarah is learned from the par helam dovah. Now the only problem is, how do we know by par helam dovah shel tzibor which fats are brought on the mizbeach? If you look at pasuk yutes and pasuk chaf, the pasuk says ves kol chelba yorim imenu vehikter hamizbecha. You separate all the fats. Which fats? Va'osla par kasha osla par chatos. The same fats that you remove from the par koyin hamashiach. Those are the same fats that you will remove from the par helam dovah shel tzibor. So if you look at the pasuk by par helam dovah shel tzibor, it does not say beferish which fats are removed. It just says remove the same fats as you did by the par koyin hamashiach. So this seems to be lemed min alemed, because the Gemara seems to say let's learn seir avodah zarah from par helam dovah shel tzibor, but par helam dovah shel tzibor is actually learned out from par koyin hamashiach. Therefore the Gemara says since we do not learn lemed min alemed by kochim, we have to use an extra pasuk. We have an extra pasuk in pasuk yud that says by par koyin hamashiach kasha yuram mishar zevach hashlamim. And since those words are extra and are not needed for the parsha of koyin hamashiach, we can take this pasuk and look at it as if it was talking about par helam dovah shel tzibor, and it will be as if it said beferish by par helam dovah shel tzibor which fats were taken out. And therefore we can learn Seir Avodah Zarah from Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibor. Because now it is not Lemed Min HaLemed, because Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibor is not being learned from Par Koyin HaMashiach. But since we have an extra Pasuk by Par Koyin HaMashiach which we can use for Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibor, it's as if by Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibor it says the Emurim Beferish, and now Seir Avodah Zarah can be learned out from it. It's not Lemed Min HaLemed. And by the fact that the Pasuk, we needed an extra Pasuk, this teaches us that by Kochim we do not learn Lemed Min HaLemed. Zakrashi ala kovein ala kloyos al roshay va al krov. What does the word al mean? Kulan loshin toisefesein. They all express addition. Kimoy movad. Besides for the liver and besides for the kloyos, they brought the oiseres. Besides for the head and besides for the knees, they brought the skins and the flesh. It all means milvad. El mokim tar, to a place that was tar, they burnt the par. Since outside the city there are places that are set aside for tumah, to throw stones that have taras, and to be used for cemeteries, it has to say this that it is outside the city, that this place should be pure and not tumah. Outside all three machnos, in the Beis Hamikdash, it means outside the city of Yerushalayim. Just like our Rabbanim explained it in Maseches Yuma and Sanhedrin. El Shefach Hadeshen. Mokoim sheshoifchen by hadeshen, the place where they pour out the ashes. Hamasulak min hamizbeach, which was taken away from the mizbeach when the mizbeach filled up with ashes. Kamashikosaf, like the pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, v'hoitzis hadeshen el mechus lamachne. You remove the ashes outside all three machanos. Al shefach hadeshen yisarf. It repeats again. Al shefach hadeshen. She'ein tam loymer. It's not necessary to say it twice. El shefach hadeshen and al shefach hadeshen. L'lamed shafilu ein sham deshen. To teach you, even though there is no ashes over there, still, this is the place where you bring it. The pasuk is not telling us to bring it upon the ashes, but rather it is telling us the location to burn this par is the same place where the ashes are brought. And the pasuk continues with Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor. Ve'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. If the whole Adas Yisrael will be a shoygeg, they will make a mistake. This is referring to the Sanhedrin that will misinterpret a halacha. Ve'nelam Dover Me'ene Akol, and it will be hidden from the eyes of the Sanhedrin the halacha. Ve'osu, and they will do. And Rashi says it goes like this: Hakahol v'hasu, and the rest of the congregation will listen to the Sanhedrin and be over the avera. Achas mikol mitzvah Hashem ashaloi seiseno, a mitzvah which was alive. Ve'oshemu, and they will sin. V'noido hachatos ashechotu aleo, and then it will be known to them the avera that they did, since originally the Sanhedrin thought that it was mutter, but later on it will be known to them the avera that they did. V'krivu hakahol, and the congregation will bring par ben bokel lachatos. The same as Kohen HaMashiach, they will bring a three-year-old par for achatos. They view oisei lefnei oil meir, and they will bring it before the oil meir. V'samchu ziknei o'edo es yedeyam al rosh ha-par, and the Sanhedrin will do smicha on the head of the par, lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. V'shochet es ha-par lefnei Hashem, and they will slaughter the bull before Hashem. V'hevi ha-kohen ha-mashiach midam ha-par oil meir, and the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, will bring from the blood of the par inside the oil meir, just like we did by the Kohen HaMashiach. And the Kohen will dip his finger into the blood. And he will sprinkle it seven times before Hashem. Towards the curtain. Over here, the pasuk does not call the Poroiches HaKodesh like it did by Par Kohen HaMashiach. And Rashi explains, because by Kohen HaMashiach, it was only one person who sinned, so there was still Kedusha in the Mishkan. But over here, where all of Klal Yisrael sinned, the Mishkan lost its Kedusha, and that's why it does not say Poroiches HaKodesh. Then he takes the blood and places it on the horns of the Mizbeach. Asher lefnei Hashem, the Mizbeach which was before Hashem, Asher ba'oil moed, in the oil moed, referring to the Mizbeach, HaKetoris, the inside Mizbeach. Ves kol hadam, and then he takes the remaining blood, Yishbech el Yisoid Mizbeach ha'oila, and pours it to the base of the outside Mizbeach. Which base? Asher Pesach oil moed, the western base, which faces the opening of the oil moed. Base called chelba yorim imenu, and then all of its fats he separates from it. Vehiktar mizbecha, and he causes it to smoke on the mizbeach. It does not say which fats, and the pasuk chav tells us va'osalapar, and he does to the par, to this bull, kasher osalaparachatos, just like he did to the other parachatos, to the parachatos, which means the Kohen HaMashiach. Just like by the Kohen HaMashiach, they took out certain emurim, these same emurim were taken out from the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. And the same way they sprinkled the blood by the Par Kohen HaMashiach, they did the same thing by the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibur. Ken Yasaloi, so was done to this Par. V'chipar alein ha-Kohen v'nislach lahem. And the Kohen will atone for them, for all of Klal Yisrael and from the Sanhedrin, and forgive them. Then the rest of the par was taken outside the three camps, and he burnt it, just like he burnt the par Kohen HaMashiach. This is a korban chatas for the congregation. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, Adas Yisrael, the Adas Yisrael will sin. Elu Sanhedrin, this is referring to the Sanhedrin. V'nelam Dover. So Rashi Taru Lahayrois Ba'achas Mikol Krisa Shebetara. They made a mistake by ruling, a wrong ruling, by one of the Chayvei Krisas in the Torah, Shehu Mutter. They said it was Mutter. Hakahol Vaasu, Sheasu Tzibur Al Piyem. The Tzibur, the congregation, listened to the Psak of the Sanhedrin, and they did the Avera. Espinei HaPoreches, Ulamalahu Omer, earlier it said Espinei Poreches HaKodesh, by Par Kohen HaMashiach it said Poreches HaKodesh, the Holy Poreches, Moshe Lamelech, this can be compared to a king, Shesarcha Olam Medina, where his country rebelled against him, Im Miyuta Sarchai, if only part of them, part of his country sinned, Pamalio Shaloi Miskayemes, his administration is still in existence, Vim Kulam Sarchu, but if all of them sinned, Ein Pamalio Shaloi Miskayemes, then his administration is not in his existence. Afkan kishachat koina mashiach. Over here also, when only the koina mashiach sinned, adayin kedushas hamokim al hamikdash. There was still kedusha by the mikdash. Mishachatu kulam. But when all of Klal Yisrael sinned, chas v'shalom, nistalka hakedusha. Then the kedusha left them, and that's why it does not say kodesh in this case. Zak Rashi Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oilo Asher Pesach Oil Moed. The rest of the dam is poured to the base of the Mizbeach, the one which is facing the Pesach Oil Moed. Zak Rashi Ze Yisoid Marovi. This is referring to the western base, Shehu Kenegra Pesach, which is opposite the Pesach Oil Moed. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi first say this over here by Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibor, when he could have said it earlier in Pasuk Zayin by Par Kohen HaMashiach, where also over there it says El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla Asher Pesach Oyel Moed? Ayin Sifsei Chachomim and Maskel Dover who discuss this diuk. Zot Rashi Ves Kol Chel Bayorim and all its fats you remove. Ba'afo Bishulei Pirish Kan Yeseres Ushtei HaKloyos, even though the Torah does not say specifically which emurim were removed, it does not say the oiseres and the two kidneys. We learn it out from the next pasuk where it says that whatever you took out from the par kohen mashiach, you take out from the par helam davar shel tzibur. Why doesn't the pasuk say it specifically, openly, which emurim were taken out? Just like it went through the avoida of the dam, and it said it all over again, even though it said it by the Par Kohen HaMashiach. So why didn't it say over again the Emurim which were brought? So Rashi, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmol, Moshe LeMelech, this can be compared to a king, Shezoam Al Oyhavoy, who got angry at a friend, Umiyit Besurchonoy, and he was brief when he was speaking about the sin of his friend, Mipnei Chibosei, because he loved him so much. So to over here, the Torah wants to be brief when discussing the Avera of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it does not repeat again the Emurim, the Kloyos, and the Yoseres that were taken out. It just said, due to it, like was done to the Par Kohen HaMashiach. It does not want to discuss at length the Avera of Klal Yisrael. Zak Rashi, v'osel par zeh, and you shall do to this par kasher osel par chatos, like you did to the other par chatos, k'moshe meforish b'par kohen mashiach, just like it was explained by the par kohen mashiach. Lahavi, this comes to tell us that you bring your seres, the diaphragm, ushte kloyes, and the two kidneys. Shepirisham ma sheloi pirish kan. It explains by kohen mashiach, which it does not say over here. It is also repeating the parsha of the avoidus hadam. This means to say that since the pasuk says you shall do to this par just like you did to the par kohen hamashiach, besides for telling me that just like by the kohen hamashiach you took out certain emurim, you shall do and take out the same emurim by par helam davar shel tzibor, it's also telling me that the same way and the same procedure you did by the blood of par kohen hamashiach, you shall do the same thing over here. But that seems to be superfluous, because by par helam davar shel tzibor, the pasuk says beferish what you shall do with the dam. So why does it have to repeat again the mitzvahs ho avoidos to tell us again that avoidos hadam was similar to the par helam par kohen hamashiach? Lelame, to teach you, shem choser achas mikol amatonos, if you leave out one application of dam, possible it is possible. Lefishem asinu benitna al mizbeach achitzoin, since we find by blood that was placed on the outside mizbeach, shenitnon b'matona achas kiper, although one must do two matonos shein arba, but if you only did one matona kiper, it atones, it's kosher. Hotzruch loymer kan, the pasuk has to say over here, shematona achas mehen ma'akeves, that one matana, one application, will be ma'akev and not allow this carbon to be kosher. And that is what the pasuk is saying when it says you shall do to this par like you did to the par kohen hamashiach. It is repeating that you shall do to this par concerning the blood like you did to the kohen hamashiach, even though the pasuk says it beferes, to tell you that one application that was not placed on the mizbeach will make this carbon puzzle. And the pasuk continues, Asher nosi yechta, what happens if the melech, the king, will sin? Until now we were discussing if the Kohen Gadol sinned, or if Klal Yisrael sinned following the psak of the Sanhedrin. In both of those cases, there was helam davar im shigigas maisa, which means that there was a misinterpretation of the halacha of the din done by the Kohen HaMashiach or done by the Sanhedrin, and then there was Shigugas Maisa where the Kohen HaMashiach followed his wrongful psak, or where Klal Yisrael followed the psak of the Sanhedrin. Helam davar im Shigugas Maisa. By a Nasi, and also in the next parasha where a yachid, where an individual sins, it is not necessary to have helam davar in order to bring a carbon chatos. It is not necessary for anyone to misinterpret the halacha of the din, but rather, as long as there was shigigas maisa, where the person was over a chayve krisis b'shagig, he will bring a karban chatas. For example, if the nasi or a yachid will see a piece of meat thinking that it is kosher, and then he eats it and finds out later that it was treif, he will bring a karban chatas even though there was no misinterpretation of the halacha. So the nasi, the melech, sinned, v'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem aleikov asher lo yisei osena, and he did one of the mitzvos of Hashem that he was not supposed to do. He was over a lo yisasei shiyesh bo ikaris, bishgaga, unintentionally, v'osham, and he becomes guilty. Rashi is medayek. Why does the pasuk say asher nasi echta, if the nasi will sin? Why does it use a lashon, a language of asher, instead of im nasi echta? He answers that the word asher comes from the word ashrei, fortunate. Fortunate is the generation whose nasi, whose king, brings an atonement, brings a carbon for his unintentional sins. Alachas kamo v'kamo, all the more so are we sure that he will regret his sins that he does b'mezid. A nasi, a king, is somebody who is on top of the world. Everybody is below him. He has every reason to become a balgaiva and to become haughty. By the fact that he lowers himself to bring an atonement, to bring a carbon on his unintentional sins, shows that he definitely regrets his mezidim, his intentional sins. The Mefarshim are also medayik, that if you look at this pasuk by Nasi, it says, Va'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem eloikov. It adds an extra word, eloikov, by Kohen HaMashiach, earlier, and also by Par Helam Dovish El Tzibor, and later on, a few psukim further, by a yochid, an individual who brings a chatos, it says, mikol mitzvos Hashem. It does not say the extra word, eloikov. And the Mefarshim say the word Eleikov is teaching us what the word Nasi in this Pasuk means. Because one might think that a Nasi in this Pasuk means the Nasi of a Shevet. How do we know it means a king? The word Eleikov teaches us that it means a king. Because the Pasuk is saying we are talking about a Nasi that nothing else is above him except Eleikov Hashem. A Nasi of a Shevet has other people who are greater than him, who are above him. But we are talking about, in this pasuk, a nasi, that Eleikov is above him, but nothing else. And that can only be a melech, a king. And the pasuk continues, Oy hoida elov chatosai. Oy, if it will be known to the king, his sin, because originally he thought he was doing something that was mutter, and now he found out that he was over an avera. If it will be known to him his sin, asher chotoboy, that he sinned, vehevi es karbonai, he will bring as his carbon, sir izim, a goat, zachar, a male, tamim, without a mum. The Kohen HaMashiach, and also the Helam Dovish El Tzibor, when the Tzibor did an avera, they brought a par. For their avera b'shoigig, they brought a bull. But the Nasi brings a male goat. And the king will lean his both hands on the head of the goat, and he will shecht it. The same place where the oila is shechted before Hashem, and this is shchitas sofoin, the shechting on the north side of the mizbeach, like we mentioned earlier. In Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that a oila is shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Here also, we are saying that every chatos is shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. The Malbim discusses, why is it necessary for the Pasuk over here to tell us that a carbon chatos is shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach? This is something that is mentioned clearly in Parshat Tzav, Perik Vav, Pasuk Yudches, where it says, "Bimkoim asher tishochid ha'oila, tishochid ha'chatos." In the place where you shech the oila, you will shech the chatos. So why was it necessary over here in this pasuk to tell us that there is shchitas sofoin by a karmen chatos? And we have the same kasha further by a chatos yochid, by an individual that brings a karmen chatos. We're over there in pasuk Choftes. The pasuk says, "V'shochad es ha'chatos bimkoim ha'oila," and also further on in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it also says, V'shochad oysa l'chatos bimkoim asher yushchad es ha'oila. The Malbim asks, why is it necessary to repeat over there that a chatos is shechted on the tzofen side of the Mizbeach? And he answers, because if it were just for the Pasuk in Parashas Sab, I would think it would just be l'chatchila, a mitzvah to shecht on the north side of the Mizbeach. The fact that it repeats it tells us that it is l'ikuva. It will disqualify the carbon if the shechita was not over there. And the pasuk says chatos hu. It is a carbon chatos, which Rashi says it's coming to tell us lishmoi kosher shaloi lishmoi pasul, that the chatos has to be shechted l'shem chatos for the sake of a chatos, and if it is not, it is pasul. And then the kohen will take from the blood of the chatos be'etzpoy with his finger, the nosan, and he will place it al karnois mizbach ha'oilo, and he will place it and smear it on the horns of the mizbeach ha'oilo, the outside mizbeach. He walks up the kevesh, the ramp, and dips his finger into the blood and smears it onto the horns and the corners of the mizbeach. Ve'ezdomoy, and the rest of the blood yishpoich he will pour el yisoid mizbach ha'oilo, down the base of the Mizbeach HaOilo. Ve'ezkol chelba yakter ha-Mizbecha, and all of its fats he will smoke on the Mizbeach, kechelev zevach ha-Shlomim. The same fats that were removed from a goat of a carbon Shlomim are removed from the goat of a carbon Chatos. Ve'chiper olav ha-Koyin, and the Koyin will atone for him, mechatosi from his sin, ve'nistlach loy, and he will become forgiven. We see from the parsha of the carbon that the Nasi brings the difference between a chatos pnimi and a chatos chitzoinah. The par koin ha-Mashiach and the par helam dover shel tzibur were chatos pnimi, a chatos where the blood was brought on the inside mizbeach, and the rest of the par was burnt michutz l'sholosh machanois, outside all three machanois. Over here, by the carbon of the Nasi, the blood was placed by the koin's finger on top of the mizbeach, the outside mizbeach. It was smeared on the horns of the outside mizbeach. And also, the rest of this carbon chatos will be eaten by the kahanim. That is the difference between a chatos pnimi, a chatos where the dam was brought inside, and a chatos chitzoina where the blood was placed on the outside mizbeach. Zakt Rashi Pasuk Chafez, Asher Nasi Yechta. Rashi is bothered by the language of Asher instead of Im. Lashon Ashrei, it is a language that means fortunate. Ashrei Hadar, fortunate is the generation Shehanasi Sheloi, where its king Noisin Leiv pays attention Lahavi Kapara to bring an atonement Al Shigigose on his unintentional sins. Kavachomer, all the more so, Shemescharit Al Zdainosov, that he regrets his sins that he does bemazit. Zakt Rashi Oihoida, K'moy imhoida. Oi means like as if it says imhoida, if it was known hadover the thing. Harba oi, there are many times that the word oi, yesh shemeshamshim b'loshen im. Many times oi can be used in the language of if. V'im, and the word im b'makom oi. Sometimes im is used as if it says oi, or. V'chein oi noida kishar nagahu. Where do we find that the word oi means im, in the pasuk in Mishpatim, where it says oi noida, if it will become known kishar nagahu, that this axe is a goring axe? The Mefarshim ask on this Rashi that there seems to be a stirah between this Rashi and Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, because Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Lamed Vav, says clearly that the word oi in the pasuk oi noida means or. Rashi says oi or loy hayatam, this animal was not goring for the first time. Ela noida shishar nagachu, only it was known that it is a goring ox. So Rashi says clearly over there that oy in the pasuk over there means or, not if. Ayin in the Mizrahi, Gor Aryeh, and Divrei David, who discuss this apparent contradiction. Zakt Rashi hoida elov, it became known to him kishachata hayasove shu heter, when he sinned he thought it was mutter. Ulachamikan, afterwards noida loy sheisahaya, it was known to him, it became known to him that he was over an Isser. It is interesting to note that this Lashon of Hoida Elov, that it became known to him the sin, is not mentioned by Par Koyen HaMashiach. We find that it is mentioned by Par Helam Dove Shel Tzibor in Pasuk Yudalet. Over here, by Nasi, it's mentioned in Pasuk Chav Gimel. And also, in by a Yochid that doesn't have Avera, in Pasuk Chav Ches, it says, Oy Hoida Elov Chatosai, it will become known to him as sin. But for some reason, by Par Koyen HaMashiach, it does not mention the Lashon that his sin became known to him. We must also understand why Rashi first explains the Lashon of Oy Hoida Elav Chatase over here by the carbon of the Nasi, when he could have explained it earlier in Pasuk Yudalid by the Pasuk of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Zakt Rashi, b'mkoy masher yishochet ha'oilo, in the same place where you shecht the carbon oilo, b'tzafon, on the north side of the mizbeach, shehu mefurish ba'oilo, which is explained earlier in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, by carbon oilo, chatos hi, it is a carbon chatos, l'shmoi kosher, if it was brought l'shem chatos, it is kosher, shaloi l'shmoi, if it was brought not for the sake of a chatos, pasul, it is pasul. So Rashi vez domoy, and its blood, shiyori hadam, the rest of the blood is poured to the base of the Mizbeach HaOilo. Maskel David asks, why is it necessary for Rashi to say over here, vez domoy means shiyori hadam, after Rashi already said this by Par Koyin HaMashiach in Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, where over there it says, vez kol dam, Rashi says, shiyori hadam, the remainder of the dam is poured to the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Why does Rashi have to repeat it? Maskel David answers that really this Rashi is explaining the Rashi before, because over here it is definitely simpler to say that domoy means shiyori hadam, since it does not say kol domoy, it just says domoy, so we can say it means the remaining dam. But earlier in Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, where it says es kol dam and all the blood, so over there it is more difficult to say kol dam means the remaining blood, because it says all the blood. Therefore, Rashi has to explain that even over there it means the remaining blood, it does not mean all the blood. And Rashi continues, Kechelev Zevach HaShlomim, the same fats that were removed from the Shlomim you remove by this Chatos. So Rashi, Ka'osin Emurim HaMufuroshim Be'ez, like these fats, these parts that were removed by a goat, Ha'omer Eitzel Shlomim, that are said by a carbon Shlomim. Because by Shlomim, there are two types of Shlomim, a goat and a sheep. And by a sheep, different emurim, the alyo, was taken out. The pasuk is saying over here that this goat of a chatos had the same emurim taken out like the goat of a shlamim.